Radio Molossia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Molossia.
Tribeca Film Festival, 8 June 2026. Molossia takes New York. His Excellency the President and the First Lady participated in the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City on Friday and Saturday, 5-6 June 2026. The occasion was the premiere of the new film Micronations by filmmaker Joe Kowalski. The film explores what makes a nation, exploring a wide variety of micronations, including West Artica, Ladonia, Amothenia, the Conch Republic, Vivekani, and more. Also showcased were MicroCon 2022 and 2023 and the events and activities there. For nearly 2 hours, Micronations dives into the world of self-declared unrecognized states with curiosity, respect, and wonder. The President and First Lady were joined by Queen Caroline of Ladonia and Grand Duke Travis of West Artica on the iconic red carpet as part of the premiere and followed each showing of the movie with a Q&A, answering audience questions about their nations and Micronations in general. The first couple also did a tour of New York in concert with the premiere visit, including a carriage ride through Central Park, a visit to the Museum of Modern Art, and of course Times Square. It was an amazing event overall in conjunction with a premiere of an amazing movie. Bravo to all.
In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Molossia's newest citizen, 24 June 2026. The Republic of Molossia is proud to welcome our newest citizen, Avea Apag Harrison. Avea is the ninth native-born Molossia since 1991, following the 28 August 2021 birth of Luna Ray Harrison, her sister. Avea arrived on 6 June 2026 at 4:49 p.m. Molossia Standard Time, weighing 3 Fenwicks, 2 Bascombs, and measuring 2.8 Nortons in length. Avea was born at Morton Plant Hospital in Clearwater, Florida, USA, but it was arranged that a pouch of dirt be placed under the delivery bed so that she could be born over Molossian soil. The child of Molossian Nathan Harrison and Cassidy Apag, Avea is the 11th grandchild of the President First Lady. Our nation's population was 37. The birth of the ninth grandchild has raised it to 38. Small but mighty and still growing. Welcome to Molossia, Avea.
Think of the opportunities here in Florida. 3 years ago, I came to Florida without a nickel in my pocket. Now I've got a nickel in my pocket.
Squalls out on the Gulf Stream, big storms coming soon. I passed out in my hammock and got a slip to way past noon. Stood up and tried to focus, I hoped I wouldn't have to look far. I knew I could use a Bloody Mary, stumble next door to the bar. And now I must confess, I could use some rest. I can't run at this pace very long. Yes, it's quite insane, I think it hurts my brain, but it cleans. There's something about this Sunday, it's a most peculiar grade. Strolling down the avenue that's known as 818. Feeling tired, then I got inspired, I knew that it wouldn't last long. So sat on my beach and then I made up this song. And now I must confess, I could use some rest. I can't run at this pace very long. Yes, it's quite insane, I think it hurts my brain, but then the wind is blowing. knots or thereabouts. There's white caps on the ocean, and I'm watching for water spouts. It's time to close the shutters. It's time to go inside. In a week I'll be in Gay Perry. That's a mighty long airplane ride. And now I must confess, I can use some rest. I can't run at this pace very long. Yes, it's quite insane. I think it hurts my brain, but it cleans me out, and then I can go on. Yes, it cleans me out, and then I can go on.
Oh, Mr. Hammer, there's a man outside wants to see you with a black mustache. Tell him I've got one.
Strange adventure. Larry Bell, the third mate, paced the bridge of the rusty little tramp steamer and gazed out over the dark ocean, ever on the alert for a danger he could not see. Save for the helmsman standing ghost-like in the glow of the binnacle light, he was alone. 8 bells struck, ending his long watch. He looked around for Martin, the second mate, who was to relieve him. A minute dragged by, 2 minutes, and there was still no second mate. At last, he heard a voice behind him.
Hello, Bill. I'm awfully sorry. I'm a bit late. I'll take over now.
Bell gave Martin the course and went into the chart room to write his log entry for the watch. As he was finishing, one of the sailors rushed into the room.
I say, will you see about getting, sir? He's up on the forward deck, scared to death. Says he saw the ghost of Chips.
Try now. See what I can do. Bell found the terrified sailor and helped him back to the crew's quarters. Giddings gulped a cup of coffee that seemed to remove the cloak of terror. Finally, he was able to speak.
I was on the lookout when I heard a voice, sir. I heard this voice and I turned around and there he was, coming toward me with a knife.
Now, look here. Chips has been dead a week.
Oh, it was his ghost, sir. He'd come back to rob me of my pearls, he did.
Your pearls?
Yes, Chips and me had a bag of pearls that we got in Tahiti. And we met in that cafe in Panama to divide them. The lights went out and when they came on again, Chips was dead, sir. Stabbed in the back. And now his ghost has come back to accuse me of robbing him. But I didn't do it, sir. And I swear I didn't do it.
Look, you turn in and get some sleep. I'll see about this ghost. Bell reported the incident to the captain. And the next night, just before midnight, Captain Webb and the third mate Bell stood side by side on the bridge. Flashlights and guns ready, hoping to solve the mystery of the haunted ship. The captain moved closer to the third mate.
Hey, son. Listen. You hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know, but let's move up a little closer.
A loud sobbing came from the darkness of the forward deck, followed by a deep, sepulchral voice.
You robbed me of my pearls. Now I want your pearls, too. They are rightfully mine.
The captain's flashlight beam stabbed the darkness and fell upon a shrouded figure advancing with drawn knife upon the terrified sailor. The figure looked toward the bridge. Then, blinded by the light, he stumbled over a pipe guard and fell heavily to the deck. The officers ran down to the deck and pounced upon the very human phantom. The white-robed figure was motionless, the handle of the knife protruding from his chest. The blinding light and the fall had spelled his doom. Bell removed the cheap mask and looked down into the face of Martin, the second mate, the ghost of the haunted ship. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Black Stallion. Our next tale of
Strange Adventure. tank top, love handles, tube socks, Jesus sandals, cheap blender, ice bucket, raw oysters, yeah, give me one and shuck it. Holds up a frozen orange daiquiri and laughs. Here's to the boys at the factory, yeah. No more building transmissions. He's going deep sea fishing. Catch a marlin, catch a tan, catch a local cover band. Hey, you gotta watch that man. He'll go coastal on you. Silver hair, silver Buick. Winter's coming, better move it. Southbound before they get snowed under. Call the kids, tell them, see you next summer. No more freezing their tails off. It's cataract sunglasses and a round of golf. Red skin, green plaid, margarita, dog trap. For you know it, mom and dad, they'll go coastal on you. Sounds so good, got me thinking. What do y'all say after I'm done singing? We just take a little getaway, cruising down the A1A, Floribama to the Keys. Better keep your eye on me. I'll go coastal on you. I'll go coastal on you. Yeah, yeah.
Radio Molossia. Small nation, great station.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
Great Tom, the huge bell of Christ Church in Oxford, England, has been rung exactly 101 times every evening since 1284 in commemoration of the 101 students of the first Oxford class. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about some very unusual food handlers.
Ahoy there! Join the Molossian Naval Academy and learn about leadership, naval history, and seamanship. Graduates can become honorary officers in the Molossian Navy.
The food handlers employed by the Maharaja of Udaipur, India, are always members of the Jain sect, who consider all forms of life so sacred that they wear face masks. These food carriers are the most practical solution for the hygienic handling of the Maharaja's food. They perpetually cover their mouths to avoid inhaling small gnats or other flying insects. They do this lest they inadvertently harm an insect by inhaling it. Believe it or not.
Now is the time to buy while the new boom is on. Remember that old saying? A new boom sweeps clean. And don't forget the guarantee. My personal guarantee. If these lots don't double in value in a year, I don't know what you can do about it.
Ooh, ooh, endless summer. Hope you never go away. Ooh, burning up in November. I'm the A1A. Oh, Lord, it's one hell of a ride, taking my time. Ooh, ooh, endless summer. Hope you never go away. Dirty with
time I'm a seed, I would get a lift.
Radio Molossia.